you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do. All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Excited for today's podcast because we have a special guest joining me today. I recently sat down with Stacey Brookman to talk about the work that she does around telling our life stories. Stacey has an experience in her own life that brought her to this realization, and she'll talk about that a little bit in the interview, and helped her to really come to grips with the situation that she had been in and helped her heal from that situation. And so through that process, she wanted to help other people the way that she had been helped. And so what her process is telling your life story as a means of healing and as a means of building resistance. In Stacey's own words from her website, she says, "I believe that life storytelling is a healing process that employs the very language we use to construct meaning and purpose in our everyday lives, with words. It's powerful beyond measure because when you truly start to understand how these words and stories affect the way we think and act, you suddenly have the tools to change your life. You become more resilient." She says, "Life happens, life storytelling transforms it." Is this something that you've ever thought about, using your own life story, writing your own life story as a means of healing, as a means of even reshaping some of those experiences in your past so that you become more resilient, so that you're able to heal and move forward? That is the work that Stacey does, and she does it every day. And she's going to be able to explain it much better than I can, and she's really wonderful. She's great to listen to. You can tell that, you know, she really is passionate about the work that she does, that she believes in the work that she does, and she really wants to help other people in the way that she's been helped. So without further ado from me, let's turn to that interview now with Stacey Brookman. Hi, Stacey. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm really excited to have you on the podcast.
Well, thank you, Sarah. I am really excited to be here.
Great. So we are going to talk about your podcast and some of the work that you do with life stories. But first, I would love to just get to know you a little bit. So whatever you're comfortable sharing, I'd love to hear it.
Fabulous. Well, I am a podcast producer, which I have my own podcast called Real Life Resilience. I live in Phoenix, Arizona with my husband and my two teens. And I am a resilience expert, and I've come through that, come to that expertise. It's a pretty hard one, which we'll get into, I'm sure, but I really love helping people learn to be more resilient through whatever tough life situations they've been in. And I know everybody's been in some sort of tough life situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I've been looking at your website, and, you know, you do those words keep popping up, you know, life stories, resilience, and healing. So talk a little bit about how you got into this process of using life stories as a method of healing.
Absolutely. It's really a scientific based, actually. But let me back up. At the very beginning, I was married to someone who I discovered later was a sociopath. And it was a tough marriage and even tougher divorce. I mean, it was just the horror stories are crazy and hair-raising. And throughout that, I don't know how much you know about sociopaths, but they really tried to destroy you, destroy your sanity, destroy your finances, destroy your work, destroy your relationships, everything. And so they leave a wide swath of trauma in their wake. And so, you know, I always considered myself a businesswoman. I was smart and I thought I was intelligent enough and unfortunately, I wasn't enough to know. I didn't know about these types of people and and how they charm their way into your lives. So throughout the trauma of getting divorced from this person, I was, you know, I was confused. I was stressed to the max. I was trying to hold on to my job and keep, you know, because I was the only breadwinner and trying to keep, you know, things in line. And my mom sent me some money for my birthday. And as moms, we always, you know, oh, we need to pay the bills or spend it on our kids or, you know, we rarely spend it on ourselves. But this time, I spent the money on myself. I went to Writers and Books in Rochester, New York, and I attended a memoir class with that money. And that was the best, I mean, the best money I've ever spent for my sanity, honest to goodness. And so the class was every Friday, and we would all write our stories out, and then every Friday we would read them aloud to the class, to the other people in the class, and they were so fascinated by the crazy, crazy stories that had happened to me just that week that they gave me a scholarship to come back the next semester. And I realized in the meantime, this is very satisfying to write down what all the crazy things, because you know when crazy things start happening to you, you're like, okay, is it me? Or is it, am I interpreting this wrong? Or is it, you know, you start to think, doubt yourself. And or did that even really happen? So, you know, I would write down things. And then a couple days later, I'm thinking, did it really happen? Then I would look in my little journal. I'm like, yeah, I wrote it down at the time and with the specifics. So that was incredibly helpful to me. It helped me see what was really happening. Helped me get clear on what I needed to do, and it helped me be a much wiser person, and it helped me be calmer. And I just loved that. And I kept writing even after I left New York, and I started discovering, you know, I wanted to research. I'm like, this was so helpful to me. And I started researching the health and the psychological benefits of writing your life story. And I realized there is a lot of research out there. Dr. Pennebaker from the University of Texas at Austin. There's lots of different research about writing your feelings, writing out what's happened to you, whether you're in the midst of trauma or whether you're beyond that trauma. It is so incredibly beneficial to do that. And since then, I'm like, now I need to share this with other people. Other people need to see this and understand that they, even if you're not a writer, it's great to write your life stories. It will, writing actually boosts your immune system. In fact, it will lower pain if you have chronic pain. It's, you know, lots of studies, like I said, have proven that. So I, you know, educated myself. I learned a lot and did a lot of research. And then I started a class at the local community college in Texas where I was at the time. And, you know, 15, 20 people I was getting at a time, which I was helping. Wonderful. That was great. But I wanted to help a lot more people. And so that's when I started the website, stacybrookman.com, and then the podcast, Real Life Resilience. And so I can share this information with a broader audience.
Okay. That's amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that. Just the way you were able to take that experience in your own life and turn it around in such an incredible way. So how does someone even start this process? Where do they begin?
Oh, that's a great question. First of all, is to recognize that you've been through trauma, that you've been through tough life situations. And what I lead people through is, you know, write out a list of 15 or 20 milestones in your life, starting with I was born. And you know, and it could be I was baptized, I graduated. What are some major milestones? And inevitably, some of those milestones will turn out to be some of those areas of trauma in your life. Especially if you do this over a couple of days, you start thinking and you start writing that list down. And when you do, you have a starting point for some of your stories. And I take people through four steps. You have to embrace your story first. You have to then enable your story. Then the third one is enhance your story, and finally elevate your story. So the first step, embrace your story. And I teach this on a webinar, a free webinar I do every single month called four simple steps to writing the very first chapter of your life story in just 7 days, because it's not a huge It doesn't have to be a huge undertaking. It really can be easy. But the first step is to write those milestones out and then take one that seems like a pivotal moment in your life. And it could be, for instance, mine was divorce from a sociopath, or, you know, if you had, you know, diagnosis of cancer or something that's been a trauma in your life. And like I said, trauma can be a lot of different things to a lot of different people. You can even have bystander trauma by watching somebody be abused. If you grew up and you watched your mother be abused or something like that, you could have bystander trauma. So whatever that was, then you start enabling your story, and that is digging into the details. And let me tell you this, the reason we do this, the reason why writing your stories out is very important, even if you're not a writer, is because when you experience trauma, those memories are stored in a different part of your brain than regular memories. So those memories are kind of hidden from you, but they come out at different times and they're very sharp. They don't fade. So, you know, a smell could trigger, or someone could say, hey, have a nice day. And if your abuser said that to you, that could trigger you. Could be music. It could be just about anything. So if you have, strange feelings of anger, or if you've ever yelled at your kids for nothing that they did at all, you might have experienced a trigger. I mean, that happened to me. I'm like, why am I yelling at my kids? I'm not mad at them, but then I'm mad at somebody else. And that, you know, so it's that trauma triggering your brain, and it comes back again and again. So a lot of times we say, oh, just squish that down. Just forget about it. Move on, move beyond that. Well, really, that's the wrong advice, because your brain knows and your body knows, and you don't get beyond that, even if you pretend that you do. So writing this out, getting those facts out, just write them as facts. This is what happened. If you can, it's even better if you say, this is how I felt about it. But one of the first things during the enable stage is, what did you smell? What did you hear at that moment in time? What did you feel? What did you touch? What did you see? What colors did you see? And describe that in rich detail. And then the next thing is to enhance, is to free write. So what you do is, by free writing, is you take that, once you've written out some of those facts down, then you just put your pencil to your paper or your hands to your keyboard, and you start writing about that scene, that one moment in time, that pivotal moment. There's probably multiple, but just take one. And start writing that out for 10 minutes without stopping. So this is very hard. You don't even have to use punctuation or grammar. It's going to be ugly. It's okay. It might not even be full sentences. That's okay too. It's just getting that out. And your brain might throw up things like your grocery list, or I don't know what to write. Just write out, I don't know what to write. That's okay. Your brain can't produce junk for too long. And soon it'll start getting to those golden nuggets. But back to the reason we're doing this. When you do that, you find words for what you felt. You find words for your emotions. You find words for actually what happened. And what that does in your brain is it puts those trauma memories back in where they're supposed to belong, where they belong in your regular memories, where they can fade, just like all your other memories fade. So that's the reason we're doing this. That's the science behind this this act of writing, is, and why it's so helpful.
See, it's not really that scary of a process. She explains it very matter-of-factly. It seems like a really good way to access some of those memories that you might not even realize you'd been holding on to. So it sounds like a really fascinating process. We do unfortunately have to take our first break of the podcast, but when we come back, we'll be speaking more with Stacey Brookman about her process and how it affects our health overall, mental, physical, spiritual, our overall whole body self. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, where I am speaking today with Stacey Brookman and her work around writing your life story as a means of building resistance and healing. So let's get back to that interview. when you first hear it, it sounds a lot like it's going to do a lot for your mental health. But I, as you were talking, you know, you can really see how then that would lead to improvements in your physical and your spiritual health as well. So I see it as really full health through this process.
You know, people have, as human beings, I mean, it's just our nature. We have a huge capacity for pulling the wool over our own eyes and ignoring warning signs from our bodies, ignoring warning signs from our minds, you know, kind of pushing, you know, sweeping some of these things under the rug and pretending everything is okay. And we do that automatically. So this is more of a mindful thing where, okay, I'm going to take this moment in time. First of all, I'm going to list a lot of things in my life that that's happened to me that were pivotal moments or things that I remember. And then I'm going to write about those things. I'm going to take them one by one. And it does help you spiritually, physically, emotionally, and mentally. At first, it might be tough kind of reliving some of those things, but on the other side of it, where those memories are not going to come back to haunt you, you'll be so much better off by doing it.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that some people would hear this and say or think, I don't want to dredge that stuff up. What's the point? You know, I'm fine the way I am. Why would I even start doing this? Just leave it in the past. What would you say to people who have those feelings about something like this?
I get it. I would say I totally get it. And let me just tell you a little story. I went to the Allender Center for a story weekend. And one of the things that they asked us to do, and the Allender Center is helps people through trauma and abuse and shame and that sort of thing. They're wonderful, wonderful center. But they had a story weekend, and I was very interested in it. And they said, write a story about your childhood before you come, and then we'll analyze it, and we'll take a look at it, and you have some one-on-one sessions as well when you get there. I'm like, oh, you know, I had a great childhood. It was fine, you know, whatever, but I'll humor them, you know. So I wrote a story, and then when I got there, they're like, okay, tell me more about this story. And as I started telling more about that story, I started realizing, oh, my gosh, this was an act of abuse.
Oh,
I had no idea at the time. I just... You know, I had no idea, you know, until someone pointed it out, because I ignored it. But what that act of abuse did was it, what I did for myself was I told myself, I am not going to open myself up to other people anymore. Or I'm not going, you make covenants with yourself and how you act. So the things that happened to you in childhood, in your teenage years, in young adulthood, those things affect your life, or even trauma as an adult. You start making vows to yourself. I'm not going to make friends anymore, or I'm not going to, you know, allow different people into my life. And that affects how you operate from here on out. And it's not necessarily a good way. You know, it's good to protect yourself, but if it doesn't serve you in a proper way, it actually harms you. So what I did was I discovered my life theme was not raising my hand. So when my covenant to myself was, I'm going to make myself invisible. I'm going to shrink. So I'm not going to raise my hand and say, that's not right. I'm not going to, make something, you know, make myself seen. I just want to be invisible. And that's what I did all of my adult life. And it affected me. I have, you know, things to share with the world. I am intelligent. I have stories to share. And for, you know, the first 45 years of my life, I just wanted to be invisible. And that did not serve me at all. But once I started writing my stories, I was able to recognize that covenant I made with myself, recognize that I didn't raise my hand. And because I didn't like that life theme, I was able to change it. And that's what discovering those stories is all about. Yes, it seems a little painful at first, but if you could be a more joyful and live a much, much better life on the back end after that, after writing your stories, it is so valuable to you.
So you've talked about the initial stages of this and, you know, writing things down, writing the sensory emotions, some keyword type things, and then free writing. So this isn't a process, I would think, that has any kind of specific timeline or time frame. But how does that look overall in terms of the progression of the process?
Well, after you start taking, you know, your first incident and then your second milestone and your third and your fourth, you might choose to go further. And I always encourage people to do so. And that's the enhancing your story is all about forming those, that free write, that really ugly first draft, which is okay. Even Hemingway had a really ugly first draft. So getting that and forming that into a story. And then that's enhancing your story. And then elevating your story is taking that out to the world in different ways. And the reason I encourage people, nobody has to do that whatsoever. You will still get benefit from writing your stories and not sharing with anybody. But if you do, just imagine if someone is out there who is just about to go through what you went through, that cancer or that divorce or, you know, that having a troubled child or, you know, whatever that trauma is that you have had, what if someone was about to go through it or in the midst of that? Wouldn't they benefit from hearing your story or how you came through that? And so even though you don't have to share it with the world, it is so beneficial to the world for you to share that story. So I help people find lots of different ways. It doesn't have to be a book. It could be, you know, a story in a magazine. It could be, you know, one of those the moth type things where you say it out to an audience. It could be simply telling your best friend. It could be a personal essay, a poem. I actually wrote a poem about not raising my hand. That was one of the first things that came out of me when I was like, okay, I recognize this at age 5, age 10, age 16, age 20. You know, I wrote a little poem about each one of those so that other people can see that and they might recognize themselves in that, and then they can change themselves as well. So that's the beauty of elevating your story, which means taking it not just to you, but to help other people.
That's amazing. That's great. Thank you. What would you see as the most important question someone who might want to start this process could ask themselves?
Well, I guess one of the most important questions is, how do I start? Because like writing your life story can be very, very overwhelming. It can seem like that. But like I said, this is for writers and non-writers. Like, this is not your, you know, seventh grade English teacher smacking you for, you know, writing the wrong, you know, grammar. This is not that whatsoever at all. So I teach in my free webinar the four simple proven steps to writing the first chapter. So I would say get that first chapter out, and I walk people through finding their life theme, writing their milestones, and I give them steps to take in just 7 days. And by the end of that 7 days, they will have that first chapter, and then they'll have the tools to continue after that. And I would say that would be the best thing they can do.
And if someone wanted to join that monthly webinar, how would they go about doing that?
Oh, sure. It's at stacybrookman.com/webinar. And I love answering people's questions. And pretty much every month I have another webinar. It's the same one. And it's always live. And I share that with people. And I also answer questions personally. So if you want to send me an email at stacy@stacybrookman.com, I read all my own emails and respond personally as well.
Oh, great. Thank you. I'm afraid I do have to interrupt one more time. We're going to take our second break of the podcast, and when I come back, I'll be concluding my interview with Stacy Brookman. Stay tuned. You're listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We'll be right back.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
And you have a podcast, so talk a little bit about the structure of that podcast. What do you talk to people about their life stories on that podcast? How does that look for you?
Sometimes I do. I love podcasting. Oh my goodness, it's the most fun thing I do all week. So Real Life Resilience is stories of resilience from life's most difficult trauma. So I interview people. Some of them have been through big trauma, like more traumatic things than I have. Some of them have been through lesser trauma, but it's all trauma. And so I talk to people, interview them to find out how did they come through that trauma? What tools did they use? It might not have been writing. It might have been something else. And so I help people. I talk through that so that the listeners can learn through someone else's story. And I also interview resources. So people like psychologists and therapists and things like that who will really give some insight into what resilience is and how we can all be more resilient. Even if you don't think you've had a traumatic past or, you know, something major in your life, everybody wants to be more resilient because you never know what life is going to throw at you. So I always have resilient resources on there.
Which leads me to a question that I was just thinking about as you were speaking. Some people, there's still a bit of a, not a bit, there's still definitely a stigma around mental illness, issues with that, and even seeing a therapist. And so sometimes people will think, I don't want, you know, I don't need to see a therapist. That's not for me. I mean, I've talked to people that just absolutely refuse. I'm not crazy is often a phrase that they say. But this sounds like a way that they could get into some of those emotions and realize that it's not quite that scary, that right. Mental health is important.
Exactly. You can do that. It's not a replacement for therapy. Let me just tell you my experience, because I had a counselor when I was going through my divorce, and actually he recommended that I go to Writers and Books to write to the memoir class and write my story. And I have heard that a lot of people like, oh, I don't want to go to a counselor. I don't want to go to a therapist. That's, you know, I'm not that damaged, or, you know, quote unquote. That was the second most helpful thing that I ever did going through my divorce. My counselor was not judgmental, not saying, hey, you've got a problem. Mine was an independent third party who I could come and just lay all this junk. Here's what's happened. And he could help me sort through that. So it was somebody to bounce ideas off of. It wasn't me as the patient and him as the doctor saying, here's what you should do. It was more of a buddy or a friend or somebody who knew more than I did, but was really great at bouncing ideas off of. And I love brainstorming. And so I just considered it brainstorming sessions. And that was incredibly helpful. Of course, you have to find the right one that fits your personality, one that you like. And you might, you know, go to 2, 3, 4, 5 of them before you find the right one. And that's okay too. But I loved my, I, when I left New York, I was like, oh, I really want to keep going.
Yeah.
But yeah, writing does not replace that therapy, but it will help you tremendously. And it's a great start.
It kind of sounds like I have a friend who calls that first session with any new therapist the verbal vomit. When you just go in and just kind of, blah, this is what's going on. And not everyone can handle the verbal vomit on the receiving end. So, you know, a therapist is just someone who is there to listen, which is great.
Yes.
But that also kind of sounds like that first 10 minutes of free writing. You know, it's not verbal then, it's your writing where you just, blah.
And you might want to do this free writing and some of this sort of thing before you go to help clarify in your mind, okay, here's what's happening, or here's what I think is happening, and then take that to your therapist. I mean, that can be incredibly helpful. That way you're not wasting that time and you're like, okay, here's what I've written, here's what I understand is happening. What do you think, you know? And I was the opposite, though. I wasn't the verbal vomiter. I was the person that the therapist had to drag stuff out of me because I'm like, oh, I don't really want to say that, you know, what happened. But he was very good about helping get that out, and then writing. And I maybe that's why he suggested the writing. I'm just thinking about that. That could be why he suggested writing that out. That's one way for me to get it out when things are so awful or embarrassing or tough to get to say verbally, that, you know, it's a great way to communicate and get your story out.
Yeah. And that's a really good point too, because, you know, people think, I don't want to go talk to a stranger, and it's really your time. I mean, I had a therapist who once told me that she's had patients who have just spent their first session not really saying anything at all. And she's like, and that's okay. It's your time. It's however you need to use it.
I just use mine as a thinking partner, and I absolutely loved a good, great thinking partner.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Thank you. Okay, so we talked about your free webinar. We've talked about your podcast. Give us your website again and tell us where we can find you on social media, if you're on social media.
Sure. It's at stacybrookman.com, StacyBrookman, stacybrookman.com. And it's /webinar is the webinar, and then you can click on, there's podcast, there's the blog, and other resources, etc. Also, at the bottom of that page, you can click and find any of my social media. I'm on Twitter and Pinterest. I love Pinterest. And it's Stacy_Brookman, I believe, on Pinterest, and Stacy Brookman Media on Facebook. But probably the easiest thing is to go to the website and then click on the links at the bottom. And that's where people can find me.
Great. Is there anything that we haven't talked about that you would like to share?
I would just reinforce that writing about your life, you are going to come away with a new understanding of yourself and a new appreciation of your past. So, you know, a lot of people's past, you're like, I just want to put that behind me and forget about it and yada, yada, yada. You will come away with a new appreciation of your past and your strengths and how you came through that. And so I would really encourage people to start writing about their lives.
Perfect. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to talk to me and share this with my listeners. I really appreciate it.
I really enjoy this. And I'm so glad you're doing what you're doing, because people really need this information, and you're helping them tremendously.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for saying that. And it's the weekend, so I hope that you get out there and you're going to do something fun.
Well, I've already hiked the mountain behind me here in Phoenix, so I've done that, and so, yeah.
Good.
We'll spend the rest of the day with family.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Once again, I want to thank my guest, Stacy Brookman, for taking the time out of her weekend to sit down and speak with me about her work with writing your life story as a means of healing, as a means of building resistance. I think it's a really interesting and fascinating process, and I really appreciate the passion that she brings to this work. You can tell that she really cares about the work. She really cares about the people that she is helping to walk through this process as they write out their thoughts and their feelings and the experiences that they've had in the forms of those milestones. So I want to thank Stacy. She's given you all of her information in terms of social media and her website. So if you're interested in learning more, just go to her website at stacybrookman.com, and you can find out all the information. You can find out about that free webinar if that's something that you're interested in. And you can contact her with any questions that you might have. She did say that she does answer all of her emails. So Thank you to Stacey Brookman for joining me and for sharing her work. I really appreciate it. That is all the time that we have for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you will join me again next week. I will have another guest. This time I will be interviewing Jenny G. Perry about her work as a life coach, an author, a relationship expert, and it just sounds like she, I don't even know when she sleeps. It sounds like she does a lot, so it'll be really interesting to talk to her about health and life and find out what her experiences are. So join me next week. In the meantime, you can find all of our podcasts at www.gsmcpodcast.com. You can download those podcasts on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Google Play, as well as any of the apps that you use for your mobile devices. And you can follow us on social media. For the Health and Wellness Podcast, we are on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr, and we would love to hear from you about your experiences with health, about what you think of the podcasts, about what you think of the guests, etc. Hit me with your questions, whatever you have. So thank you again for joining me. Please join me again next week. In the meantime, I hope you have a wonderful and health-filled week. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.